Good morning. Welcome to Center of Light Miracles Morning Miracle Meditation. I'm Lynn Herod DeVerges, and I'm your guide for the next few minutes through this wonderful guided meditation. Now, the morning meditation is a great way to start your week and start your day. And each week, there's a different theme or focus to help you flow forward by clearing conscious and unconscious blocks, and then to create the space for you to move toward the accomplishment of your current goals. So this week's focus is the breath of life for manifestation. The breath of life for manifestation. So let's get started. I'd like for you to make sure that you are sitting with your back straight, your feet on the floor, hands in your lap, and your eyes closed. And take a few deep, connected breaths. Nice deep breaths from the tips of your toes, all the way up through your spine to the top of your head, and exhale nice and easily. And again, a nice deep breath, all the way up through your spine to the tips of your toes, and then exhale. And imagine that you're sitting on a tree trunk, any type of tree trunk, it doesn't matter what, and that you are connected and one with this tree trunk. And that tree trunk goes all the way down through the floor, through the ground, into the earth, and all the way down to the center of the earth, where the roots of the tree trunk are embedded. And envision you are surrounded by a large bubble. This bubble is about 18 inches from your body, all the way around, over your head, under your feet, in front of you, on all sides of you. And this bubble is actually your aura. And the edge of it has a stiffness, like an eggshell stiffness, and a beautiful color vibration of gold, the brightest gold you can possibly imagine. Now imagine a giant violet flaming wall that's burning outside of your aura bubble about 3 feet in front of you, and it's burning from the ground up. A giant violet flaming wall. This is the purification fire in which you'll be able to clear energy and it be transmuted, transformed, purified, and go back to its original source. Now continue to breathe nice and easy, nice deep breaths. And as you inhale and exhale, we're going to begin clearing the chakras. Very good. So I want you to put your attention on your first chakra, which is located at the base of your spine. And put your attention on your second chakra, which is located about 2 inches below your belly button, around the sexual organs. And put your attention at your third chakra, which is located behind your stomach. Now, these chakras are energy centers, and they help to balance and regulate your physical, emotional, mental, and spiritual bodies. For right now, as you inhale, nice, deep, slow inhale, exhale out through the first chakra at the base of the spine, second chakra between the sexual organs, and the third chakra behind your stomach. And as you inhale again and exhale out through these chakras, be aware that you're clearing energy of survival, of how you take care of yourself in ways that may not be optimal for you. Maybe there are money matters or financial matters you're concerned about, health concerns, home is not what it should be, career doesn't seem to be stable. Just let it all go. Let go of any sexual energy, whether it was a sexual encounter with your partner, someone you just met, or even just sexual energy from the past, rape, molestation, anyone who has lusted after you. Release the fear as you breathe and inhale all the way up and exhale out through these chakras. Release fear that shows up as grief, that shows up as jealousy, envy, lethargy, depression, despair, and what other lower vibrational feelings you may have. And as you exhale out through the chakras in the third chakra, let go of any addictions that you may have, any energy patterns, behavior patterns that would keep you from being in a place of your own true power. As you inhale nice and slowly and easily, exhale out through the first chakra, second chakra, third chakra, releasing these undesired energies at this time. The violet flame gently receives these energies. It will even help suck some of this energy out of your space and purify it. And now put your attention at your fourth and fifth chakras. Fourth chakra is located behind your heart. The fifth chakra is located at the base of your throat. And as you inhale and exhale out through those chakras, release and let go of any energy where you may not have loved yourself, honored yourself in some way. Just exhale and release any lack of forgiveness for yourself and for others. Let go of all that energy that would block you from the true essence of divine love. And as you continue to breathe deeply through the fourth and fifth chakras, in the fifth chakra, release energy that would block your communication, whether you've said too much or not enough, whether you've not fully listened and be present with others. Let all of that go. Let go of any energy that would keep you from creating in the manner in which you desire to create. These chakras govern these functions and these areas. And where you may be stuck is where you can now become free as you inhale all the way up and exhale out through the fourth and fifth chakras, knowing that in this moment, you're releasing what you no longer need to hold on to. Very good. And put your attention on your sixth and seventh chakras. The sixth chakra is located in the center of your head, also known as the third eye. And the seventh chakra is on top of your head. And let go of any energies in the sixth and seventh chakras, any type of judgment or energy where it blocks you from seeing clearly the true heart or essence of a matter. And any judgment that you may have about it, let all of that go. For there's only one true, real perspective, and that is God perspective, which is everything is perfect just the way that it is. And let go of the energy from the seventh chakra at the top of your head that would have you be in a place of doubt, questioning, being uncertain of what you know and how you know it. Let all of that energy go. Very good. And just be aware that as the violet flame receives these undesired energies, it transmutes it. You may be aware of the release of these energies in all seven chakras now as you continue to inhale and exhale. You may see images, hear sounds, have feelings or sensations that come to the forefront as you gently and easily take your nice deep breaths. You are clearing all of this energy. And continue to breathe while you simply release anything and everything in your aura bubble that you no longer need to experience. Let it go. Very good. And as you stay conscious of your breath, draw the breath up from the tips of your toes, moving it through your feet, past your ankles and knees, into your thighs and pelvic area, and all the way up through your spine to the top of your head. And exhale out the top of your head easily, slowly, no effort, no pushing, just releasing. And continue to breathe in this manner, nice, deep, easy breaths, drawing it up through the entire body, through the entire spine, which is where your life force energy fills your space, your chi. Bring the breath up and exhale. And the breath is a way to amplify the results of conscious creation. By learning just a few of the breathing patterns you will use during this meditation, it's going to help support amping up your physical body. So it revs up and balances out your thought processes in reference to your specific desired manifestation. The breath is the manna of life. Truly, the breath is what provides and gives life to all things. So take a couple more deep, deep, easy breaths. Inhale all the way up to the top of your head and exhale all the way out. And inhale all the way up to the top of your head. Slow, easy breath. Exhale. Nice and easily, do not force the breath out. Nice and easy does it. And put your attention at your first chakra. Inhale in through the first chakra. And as you do, see a lovely pearlescent golden light moving from the base of your spine through your spine to the top of your head, where your seventh chakra is, and exhale out of your seventh chakra. And again, inhale from your first chakra, that beautiful pearlescent golden light, as it moves up from the base of your spine, your tailbone, all the way up through your spine to the top of your head, and then exhale out through the top of your head. Very good. Now, to start the process of breathing life into your manifestation, begin by focusing on your heart. And as you put your focus there, see your heart emanating a beautiful golden light with a color hue that presents itself to you right now. So it may be a beautiful violet golden light, maybe an indigo golden light, maybe a magenta-hued golden light. That color hue may be green or any form of green or purple, yellow, red, or blue. Any of the hue ranges of any of those colors mixed with the vibrant, brilliant gold color vibration. Allow the hue color to be present with you. It will present itself, and if you don't see it, just know. Know what it is. Feel what it is. Experience it as you do in your heart. Now put your attention on the violet flame. And in the flame, see an image of what you desire to manifest. This image should be seen in as much detail as you can possibly imagine. Begin now. As you see this image of what you choose to manifest, it can be anything. It may be a particular career choice, maybe a mate that you've been desiring. Perhaps it's more harmony within your family. Maybe it's a project that you'd like to complete. It may be a home or a car. It might be having a child. As you begin to see this image of what you desire to manifest in the violet flame, begin now to take nice, easy breaths as you see this image. And see the golden-hued colored light that's filling your heart to move towards your desire in the flame. Let that beautiful golden-hued color vibration in your heart move toward your desire in the flame until that light covers your desire completely. The color should not be so dense that you can't see your desire clearly. So the color surrounds your desired manifestation, and you're able to see through that brilliant color vibration your manifestation very easily. And as you see your desired image in the violet flame, become conscious of your breath, breathing from the base of the spine. That beautiful golden pearlescent light goes up through your spine to the top of your head, and exhale. You are bringing your life force energy to this manifestation. And that hue color that is mixed with the golden light vibration is specific for your manifestation coloring and breath. Now you're going to focus on your desire, and as you do, and as you continue to focus on it, I want you to breathe, and you're opening up to your mental, emotional, and spiritual bodies, ensuring harmonic balance with the conscious creation of your desire. So begin very, very, very slowly to inhale through your first chakra and see the ruby red golden color vibration move to the surface and travel upward through your spine. Continue to inhale and up through the second chakra, allowing the orange golden vibration to move to the surface and travel upward. As you continue to inhale up through the third chakra, allow the lemon-yellow golden vibration to move to the surface and travel upward. Keep inhaling up through the fourth chakra, where the emerald-green golden color vibration moves to the surface and travels upward. Continue to inhale up through the fifth chakra, bringing up the sky-blue golden color vibration as it moves to the surface and travels upward, and continue inhaling up through the sixth chakra, allowing the indigo golden color vibration to come to the surface and travel upward, and keep it going all the way up through the seventh chakra, bringing up the violet golden color vibration as it moves out the top of your head with all of the other colors. And now exhale out in short, breathy bursts. Ha, 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 ha. Continue with this for a count of 12. And release the breath. And breathe easily, normally, as a resting breath, in a comfortable way for you at this time. And again, to help balance out the harmonic essence and energies of the mental, emotional, physical, and spiritual bodies, let's take a deep breath very, very slowly from the base of your spine, and through each chakra, the color comes to the surface and bursts forth as you inhale very slowly through the spine, starting with the first chakra, and that beautiful ruby red color vibration comes to the surface. Second chakra, the orange, it moves up through the spine. The third chakra, lemon-yellow vibration up through the spine. The fourth chakra, emerald-green color as it moves up through the spine. Fifth chakra, that beautiful sky-blue color vibration. Sixth chakra, indigo. It continues to move up to the seventh chakra, violet, and it goes up with all the colors out through the top of your head. And exhale. And continue to release whatever breath is left. and breathe easy, normally, resting breath. And now it's time to breathe in such a way as to amplify and balance your brain waves to create a powerful electromagnetic energy field, which will begin to build the energy around your desire and bring it into full conscious creation like a holographic reality. Then it's manifested into the physical reality. So here we go. As you focus on the image in front of you in the violet flame, the manifestation desire, follow my guidance as you breathe in this very powerful manner. Inhale for 4 seconds. Hold it for 8 seconds. And now exhale for another 8 seconds. Hold the breath for 4 seconds. And release any additional breath you may have. And let's repeat this one more time. And inhale for 4 seconds. 1-1000, 2-1000, 3-1000, 4-1000. Hold the breath. 1-1000, 2-1000, 3-1000, 4-1000, 5-1000. 6-1000, 7-1000, 8-1000, and exhale for 8 seconds. 1-1000, 2-1000, 3-1000, 4-1000, 5-1000, 6-1000, 7-1000, 8-1000. And hold the breath for 4 seconds. 1-1000, 2-1000, 3-1000, 4-1000, and release any residue breath. By doing this powerful technique, it actually amplifies the physical body. It brings all of the energy into full focal awareness. You have just harmonized all of the chakras and the color vibrations through your actual spine, which is the life force chi center. And as you focus on your manifestation, you are indeed bringing to life or breathing to life this manifestation and this wonderful controlled breath that has amped up your physical body, brought your mind present, and allowed the energy that is the manifestation energy from your heart encasing your desire to come into a full holographic reality, and the breath brings it into the physical reality. Bringing now your desired manifestation towards you, I want you to see the desired manifestation coming towards you out of the violet flame, and continue to see it moving closer and closer to you until it settles in your heart, where the golden plus colored hue light shines its rays throughout all the cells of your bodies. The manifestation desire rests in your heart. Your heart is holding the hue-colored golden vibration, and see that color vibration moving throughout your entire physical body, which shines and moves through your emotional, mental, and spiritual bodies as well. You have just breathed life into your manifestation. And with the goals that you have in accomplishing that manifestation, actions you need to take, you will find that this exercise, that this meditation will help bring it into fruition a little bit more quickly and in a more solid, grounded way. Now surround yourself with a great, big, bright, beautiful golden sun, absorbing all or as much of this sun as you possibly can. Fully absorbing the sun. Very good. You are now being surrounded and encased with your own highest, purest energy, no one else's. And I want to thank you for joining me on this morning miracle meditation. I'm Lynn Harrod Diverges with Center of Light Miracles. And if you'd like to find out more about me and Center of Light Miracles, please go to centeroflightmiracles.org. That's centeroflightmiracles.org, O-R-G. And you'll find our various courses, services, some wonderful opportunities for you to take advantage of in the way of Recipes for the Soul, which is a great blog that is put out every week, and also where you'll be able to connect with not only the additional morning miracle meditations, but also the other blog that we offer, newsletter, and so much more. So until next time, be at peace, stay in joy, and always love.